Welcome to Planetary Spirit, coming to you on ETIN, Emerson Talk and Information Network. My name is Jeff Ferranini, and I invite you on an exploration of spirituality. And my guest today is William U. Way, who began his studies with Montauk Chia in the early 1980s, and Montauk Chia being the world-famous inner alchemy and Qigong master who founded the Universal Healing Tao Systems. And William Way is a senior instructor of the Universal Tao who has taught with Montauk Chia in over 30 countries. He is the co-author of Living in the Tao and Sexual Reflexology. And his latest book is entitled, well, co-authored with Montauk Chia, Qigong for Prostate Health and Sexual Vigor, a handbook of simple exercises and techniques. And the website for William Way is www.wuchifoundation.org. That's W-U-C-H-I foundation.org. So it is indeed a pleasure to welcome today to Planetary Spirit, William Way. Hey, William, how are you?
Terrific. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. And
good.
I just want to just kind of put out a bit of a warning of sorts. If anybody has young children in the room, and I want them to be aware of the fact that we're going to be speaking about adult information regarding sexuality, regarding male sexuality. So if at any time you have younger children that are listening to this program, this would be a good time to either turn the program off or to usher the young children out of the room so we can talk freely about adult health matters regarding sexual health. So I wanted to start this off, William, with just reading from your introduction to your book, Qigong for Prostate Health and Sexual Vigor, where you say, after more than 50 years of sharing prostate Qigong daily practice through the Universal Healing Tao system, we find it hard to believe that 70% of men over the age of 60 suffer from prostate gland malfunctioning or prostate gland cancer, which can lead ultimately to death. The simple techniques of prostate Qigong enable every man to literally get in touch with his urogenital area and eliminate such problems and discomforts by simply touching himself with the proper intentions. At the suggestion of Ehud Sperling, the publisher of Inner Traditions / Destiny Books, we have gathered together in this book a series of Universal Healing Tao techniques and daily exercises that will support prostate health and sexual vigor. So I found it very interesting that as I'm starting this book, you're talking about internal organs and the energy of the five elements. And then there's different techniques that you offer. A lot of this really has to do with energy, with intention, and with holding in your mind's eye an image of what you want to see. How did you, when you first came to this work, I mean, I would think it would be hard for somebody from the West looking at this ideas and perspectives from the East, to incorporate that, because it's really calling you to look at the world in very different ways. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I'm probably the most unlikely person on the planet to ever be, number one, studying this and then later teaching it. The only reason I decided to teach it, then when you try to explain it to somebody else, then you really start to learn it.
Okay.
So, yes, I agree with you 100%. How I got involved in it, I helped publish a book called The Health Force in 1980. In the last two chapters, were on the Tao. And I kept reading these chapters several times over and over again. I could never understand what this Tao was, which is actually spelled D-A-O, but because of the English connection 200 years ago, they mispronounced a lot of the Chinese words. Instead of Tao, they pronounced it Tao.
Uh-huh.
Because instead of the T and the D, and so they spelled it for 200 years, T-A-O in English. And Beijing was originally Peking. Again, the same example. So that's a little point to understand.
Yeah.
So we decided to keep the spelling in all our works. But I'm jumping ahead here. Basically, the co-author, Bob Zur of the book, Health Force, he told me, why don't you read this new book that came out by Montechia? And it was the, I call it the purple book. It was The Taoist Secrets of Cultivating Male Energy. And I read that book, and boy, I tell you, I never read nothing like it before. It was revolutionary. We're in the West, we're brought up with especially in America, with a puritanical influences. You never talk or touch anything below the waist. In reality, that's really our downfall in that respect, because if you don't come in contact with it and try to repress it, it just comes back in a stronger force.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the whole approach in the Tao and also the East is that you don't suppress anything, you work with the energy. And they have a whole different attitude toward the sexual energy and the sexual glands and the things that you interact with. It's a whole different approach. And I discovered that when I lived in Thailand for 10 years at Tao Garden, interacting with the Thais. But that's throughout Asia. It's basically the same.
Yeah.
Disregard that.
Let me read a little something again from your book as well. And this is in a chapter, the first chapter entitled Prostate Gland Exercises. And it's stated here, the health of the internal organs greatly affects our sexual energy. Sexual energy is the essence of the internal organs. The body draws the finest energy, especially from the organs, to produce sperm or eggs. When the sexual energy is out of balance, it is reflected in the internal organs. And when one or more organs are out of balance, the sexual energy will definitely be affected. The internal organs and the sexual energy are a reflection of each other. When one system is improved, the other follows. So it seems to me that that is really the basis of what this book is about, is that if we look at our body and we lose the filter of this, as you said previously, puritanical viewpoint, and we start to realize that our sexual organs need to be strengthened and also need to be taken into account with our body. So we want our heart to be healthy. We want our liver to be healthy. We want our kidneys to be healthy. We also want our penis and our testicles to be healthy. And what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing in a lot of this book is that you're really involved and focused on energy flow. So doing a lot of mental exercises, a lot of mental preparation, along with physical workings as well, to get the energy flowing in a correct manner. And I was kind of surprised to see that at the beginning of this book, you have a lot of exercises that have nothing to do with the genitals at all, as far as not specifically focusing or touching the genital area. Primarily, you're working with the kidneys, and you're talking about kidney massage, massaging the ears, massaging the chest. So can you talk a little bit about how that's connected to the sexual energy and how that invigorates the body?
Yeah, the kidneys are the root of all the sexual energy. In other words, this is where Western medicine goes awry, is the fact that they never quite understand what everything is based on. So when you go to the root of the problem, it might be an imbalance in the kidney, which actually the sexual energy or the genitals are an extension of the kidneys. The kidneys are the first organ that's formed in the body. That's the original chi or original energy. And that's the connection with the kidneys. So let's balance where it started first and work and open those channels up. And then we can open up the stem. So we work with the root and then we go to the stem, which are the genitals. Now, in the genitals, which the connection with the organs, is the creative energy. It's in the seminal fluids and the vagina fluids, which you lose in ejaculation, excessive, and then also with the menstrual cycle for the women. So these fluids are the hormones that actually create the new cells in the body. So if that's in balance and you lose too many of them, that the organs don't get, or especially the vital organs, the nutrition to grow healthy new cells. So that's how the connection is there.
Okay.
So basically, when you work with the organs and the vital organ that governs the genitals is the kidneys. So that's the whole connection there.
All right.
You focus on the root, which takes care of the stem, and then you go to the stem as you do the preliminary work and the foundation work with the main root of the problem.
Okay, so talk a little bit, if you will, about kidney massage and massaging the ears. How did those actually help to kind of move us?
Well, the kidney, the associated extension of the body for the kidney are the ears. The shape of the ear is the shape of the kidney. It's actually the same size in the body. I mean, the body is symmetrical. It's amazingly interesting structurally system. It's put together, and there's all connecting parts. It's one whole unit. And the relationship explained in the Tao and the Taoist practices is amazing. I was mystified when I started to study this and started to work with it on myself. So as you start to work with the kidneys, and the massage is just simply touching yourself. In other words, heating your hands up by slapping them together, then rubbing the hands, creating heat in the hands, and drawing that heat into the kidneys, physically touching them, rubbing them. Now, the kidney energy is naturally cold, but sometimes it gets too cold. And when it's too cold, then they don't function properly, so sometimes you need to heat them up. So you just simply rub and touch yourself. This whole principle, and the whole principle of the Qigong, works on acupuncture or acupressure. And when you press something on the body or the skin of the body, and release it, it draws blood there. And when you draw blood there, you create a flow, which opens up that channel. And a lot of the exercises in the simple Qigong start to open the channels of the body, like rivers in the body. And sometimes they get plugged, and stagnation sets in. And when stagnation sets in, it's like a river in a forest. The branches plug up the river, and then it kind of cuts the river off, and the water becomes stagnant. And a whole new organism starts to form in the forest is a swamp. Now, in the body, it's a cancer, and that's what takes place. So by simply touching yourself and creating this acupressure, you start to open up and release and draw blood in and flush it out. And that's the whole principle behind the Qigong exercises.
Well, also, you have one here, massaging the chest to open the heart. And so not only is it, are you doing physical touching of the body, whether clothed or not clothed, but you're also really kind of helping to move energy around the area of the body that you're making contact with. Isn't that true as well?
Absolutely. In other words, as the Taoists say, where the mind goes, the chi goes. So your intention or where you focus mentally draws the energy to that point. And the emotional center of the body is the heart center. And the emotions actually create transformation in the physical body. Because we really have, from a Taoist perspective, three minds: the mental mind, the emotional mind, and the physical body, or three bodies: mental, emotional, and physical. And I call it concept, desire, manifestation. The mental body rules the emotional body, and the emotional body rules the physical body. And that's how everything's created in the universe, especially in our own human world. So when you can focus and draw your attention using the focus of the mind to a certain part of the body, that's where the energy or the chi and the blood will go. And that will help flow and with your intention, directing it and focusing on this type of healing or balancing.
So why, then you have a section called Tung Chi Kung, and you have us, let's see, moving the tongue underneath the lip and then creating a circle. So going to the right, going down again beneath the lip, and then back up again beneath the lip. And you do that for a number of times. How is that stimulating the energy in the body?
Well, the tongue is the related part of the body connected to the heart, which will start to open the heart up. And also it creates saliva. And the Taoists are notorious for swallowing their saliva because the saliva heals. So you get that liquid down in the digestive system and it goes through the kidneys. It'll start to heal the kidneys and that's extended to the genitals. So it's an all interplay. I mean, when I was a kid, I hurt myself and I went to my mother and she said, oh, it'll be all right, and she kissed it.
Right.
It was all right.
Right.
It's saliva. And when an animal cuts itself in the forest, the first thing they do is lick themselves because that's the saliva, the healing power of the saliva itself. So that's how that's interconnected with this type of healing.
Hmm. So you're saying, I say it's saliva. So you're saying that the juices in the mouth, known as saliva, have a healing energy to them, and that can be helpful as well. But I'm also thinking that the physical motion of moving the tongue around behind the lips must have something also to do with the energetic connection to the heart as well.
Absolutely. That helps open up the heart.
Okay.
And it releases tension as well when you release when the movement of the tongue. And again, it's focused on the intention. So if you understand the concept, which creates the intention, then it's even more effective. Because then you have your mind working with you and working along with the body.
Then you move along to massaging the feet. Now, my understanding is that in the feet, actually, there's a corresponding point to every one of the major organs in the body all around the foot area. If you touch certain places, according to Chinese or Asian medicine, there is a corresponding point on the foot as well as on the ears. So I'm guessing that by massaging the feet and massaging the ears, you're actually giving the internal organs a massage.
Absolutely. That's reflexology. Again, the whole body is like a whole electrical system. I mean, there's electrical rivers in the body or energy patterns or channels. And the end points are in the feet and also the ears. And there's many points on the head as well. See, it's all one functioning unit. And the problem with our minds, especially in the West, the Taoists call it the monkey mind, we tend to separate everything to understand them. But it's the incorrect approach from actually understanding how the whole body functions, because it's really all one unit. And there are, just like in a house, you got electrical wiring system in the house. If one wire breaks down, it could turn out the lights of the whole house.
Right.
Depending on where it breaks down. The same thing in the human body. I mean, everything the humans have created are really a replica of the physical body. And when you dig into it deep enough. And it's a lot easier to explain this in the Taoist understanding because we have electricity now. I mean, try to explain this 5,000 years ago. They look at you from Mars.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
That's a very interesting point.
Sure.
So
it's a lot easier to teach this because people can understand it. The problem is today they got so many distractions, they don't have time to practice or the interest in practicing. That and 5,000 years ago, they had nothing to do except get some food and warm themselves and lived in the wilderness, really.
So why is it that everything seems to come back to breath and breathing? And one of your key exercises is deep abdominal breathing. Why is that so important? And then you also have energizing breathing and testicle breathing. Can you talk a little bit about each of those?
Well, the breath is like the intention in the mind. Where you draw the breath, you draw the energy. I mean, we're literally breathitarians. I mean, we can go without food for 60 days, without water for 2 weeks, but try to stop your breathing. Maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and then you're dead. So the breath is most important because we need it to activate the whole healing and living process of the whole human being, the physical aspects of it. So when you draw the breath way down your lower abdominal, it goes right into your genital area, opens up your kidneys, the kidney breath. We do that a lot. You expand the lower back, and that draws the energy to that area. And these are simple little techniques, but once you have the concept, you can form the intention, and then you focus on that particular area. And this is where the subtle healing takes place. You see, everything is a manifestation from an energy form first, or a concept, and then it manifests in the physical realm. Everything we created in the West, all the buildings, it was all blueprint first, right? It was an idea. And then slowly put it together, and then it was formulated, and then we're walking around in buildings and taking control, or made ships, airplane travel. It all started with concepts. The same thing for the physical body. So all we're trying to do is implement the same techniques we're already doing in the West, creating all this civilization into the internal body. And working with the internal body with a clear understanding that it can only function properly when all these channels or energy rivers or meridians, there's different terms for it and different aspects of it, but these need to be open so it can function properly. And when it's not, then it creates another organism, and that's what the cancer is, because the energy is blocked. But it starts in the energetic level first, and then it'll manifest in the physical realm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, William, we're going to be taking a short break now. Will you stay on the line with us?
Yes, no problem.
Okay, excellent. And we're talking today with my guest, William U. Way, who is the co-author, along with Montauk Chia, of a new book entitled Qi Kung for Prostate Health and Sexual Vigor, a handbook of simple exercises and techniques. And for more information about William Way and organization that he represents, go to www.wuchifoundation.org. That's www.wuchifoundation.org. And if you're enjoying this program and would like to access past interviews, go to the www.planetary-spirit.com website, where you can have a choice of over 200 interviews to listen to other guests that I've spoken with over the years. And so we're going to be taking a short break. You're listening to Planetary Spirit. This is Jeff Farinini. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We can all know everything without ever knowing why. And it's in every one of us by and by. It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up in every one of us by and by. It's in every one of us. I just remembered, it's like I've been sleeping for years. I'm not awake as I can be, but my seeing's better. I can see through the tears. I've been realizing that I bought this ticket and watching only half of the show. But there is scenery and light to cast a thousand won't know, what I know, and it's good that it's so. It's in every one of us.
And welcome back to Planetary Spirit. This is Jeff Fiorinini, your host, and we're talking today with my guest, William W. Wei, W-E-I, who is the co-author, along with Montauk Chia, of a new book entitled Qigong for Prostate Health and Sexual Vigor, a Handbook of Simple Exercises and Techniques. And his website is www.wuchifoundation.org. That's www.wuchifoundation.org. And during the break, we were listening to a cut from the compilation CD entitled Spirit of Love, And the cut we listened to was It's in Every One of Us, performed and written by David Pomeranz. So, welcome back, William Way.
Yeah, Jeff.
All right, good, good, good to have you there. And I wanted to talk now, I just want to again just kind of give a brief shout out there that if anybody is listening to this, we're going to be talking specifically about male sexual energy, male sexual organs. So if you have young children, might be a good idea to usher them out of the room now or make your decisions about what you want them to hear. Now we're going to talk, William, about we've talked about breathing and the importance of breathing, and now I'd like to talk about controlling sexual energy through controlling ejaculation, and specifically this exercise that you offer around your PC muscle. So maybe you could say, first of all, what the PC muscle is and why that's so important to be in touch with that.
Well, it's a sphincter muscle. It's connected with the anus area and also the area in the genital and the penis. So what you try to do is contract and then expand. And with the testicle breathing, this is where we utilize this aspect in a real subtle manner with a simple breath, and I wanted to touch on that previously when we were talking about the breath. When you do the testicle breathing, which is the working with the genital area in the unaroused Qigong practice, so what we do is we expand into the area of the genitals. And if you just focus on your genitals, you just breathe in and feel them with your breath expand slightly. And then when you exhale, you can feel them slightly contract. Then you relax, and you can just focus there, and you can feel them expanding, contracting with your normal breath. And this draws the energy down there and also activates the PC muscle in a very subtle way.
Now, can I just say something? The PC muscle, from what I understand, is the muscle that if a man is urinating and he stops his flow, the muscle being utilized is the PC muscle to stop the flow of the urine.
That's correct.
Okay.
So it's in the, but it's all connected with the sphincter muscle and the anus, too.
Right.
It's a little bit easier to work with and then extends into the sphincter muscle, into the shaft of the penis.
Uh-huh. Now, why is that so important? I mean, how does that connect with that? You're not the first person that's, you know, said this. I've heard this in other areas. And
sure.
I'm just curious, why is it, you know, you could be driving in your car and squeezing and relaxing your anus muscles, and I know that heats up the body by doing that, and I also know that kind of is a energizing way of working with the body. But what actually is that doing energetically?
Well, there's 9 openings of the body, and 2 of the main openings are the genitals and the anus.
Huh.
And we lose a lot of energy from these openings unless we can seal them. See, it's all about the energy in the body, and the more you lose or the inability to regulate the flow of the energy in and out of the body, then the body gets weak because you have less energy it has to work with. See, that's the beauty of the Tao. It's really mechanical once you start to understand it, and it's just how the body functions. So when you can utilize these muscles or the sphincter muscles in the body, you can open and close it at will. But the only way you can develop that ability is by exercising. And this is what we call the simple Qigong techniques. But if you don't understand it or don't have any concept of it, you never think of doing it. And when you don't do it, what happens with muscles if you don't utilize them? Atrophy sets in, they cease to function, and you lose all the energy of the body. So it's really energy loss. The men are, they have a closed system in the genital area. The women have an open end. They really lose a lot of energy, especially with the menstrual cycle, because they have a bigger opening there.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing that I really liked about your book, Qigong for Prostate Health and Sexual Vigor, is just the way that both you and Montauk Chia talk about the body in a very natural, in a very comfortable way. You're simply bringing attention to areas of the body that Western conversation and Western parlance don't generally, you know, focus on. As a matter of fact, we do everything to hide our genital areas kind of from the light and, you know, from polite conversation. So I just feel that in some respects, the way that you are bringing this to people's attention to start looking at this as a muscle that needs to be exercised and as a body part, like your heart, that you want to take good care of, it sort of opens a door as well to the idea that our bodies are swimming in seas of energy. And that as we, you know, in our mind's eye, see powerful and vibrant colors around different areas of our body, and as we start focusing and paying attention to different parts of our body on a daily basis, we just naturally tend to strengthen that part of our body.
Exactly. And Master Chia and myself, we are literally in touch with our bodies, literally.
Yeah, right.
In other words, I do my sexual massages every day. And, you know, over a long period of time of practicing over 30 years now, you know, it has an effect on our overall appearance, how we function, everything we do. And after a while, it becomes a habit. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I do my genital massage, I do a lot of other Qigong exercises, I literally touch all my organs, do my stretching, open up my body. Then I do a meditation, which is the mind directing the energy throughout the body, opening the channels mentally through the body. And I feel open and at peace with myself every morning.
So, William, how long does that take?
Well, it depends on how well you're, you know, developed in it. I can do, formulas, fusion practice in 1, 2, and 3 in about 5 minutes. But normally it might take an hour if you went through it in a real slow pace. But the energy moves fast. But I've been doing it for so many years.
Well, you're also including a meditation in there, so that's, you know, that's time right there.
Yeah, but usually if you can spend 5-10 minutes every morning on some meditation or Qigong form, that's enough to make a difference.
But could you maybe walk people through what your routine would be if you could give somebody a short routine for, you know, how to work with their body and particularly their sexual organs? What would be a suggested routine for people to take note of that would enhance their health as well as their sexual vigor?
Well, the easiest thing to do is when you wake up in the morning, you're lying in bed, and you just literally wake up your body. And first thing I do is rub my hands together and rub my face, because the points of the body are in the face. And then I open up the genital area and massage the genitals. And about that time, I got to go to the bathroom. We go to the bathroom, you go back to bed, and you wake up the rest of the body with stretching exercises and, you know, opening up the body, literally grabbing your legs and stretching and the spine. And I got a whole routine I do in bed. And then I do exercises to open up the spine. They call them the 8 Tibetan rites. I open it up with that. And then gradually I brush my teeth, wash my face, and I do a series of stretching on the floor. And then I go into the Iron Shirt Qigong, a standing meditation posture. And then I can do my sitting meditation. And basically, once you learn the techniques, it literally you can do an amazing amount of things within 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then my body feels alive and ready for the day. And that's really simple stuff. And then if I have a longer session, I might do some aerobics in the morning, either walking or sprints. And, I'll do a meditation after that. So it depends on the day and what I do. But I can spend up to 2.5 hours on my practice
right,
in the morning.
Right.
But how I started off is what I say to everyone. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. The beauty of the Tao, anytime you have a question, you just look outside. It's how the river flows, how the sun glows, how the rose becomes, or the seed becomes a rose. It's all that natural flow of the universe. So, if you look at the tree, it doesn't look like it's doing anything, but it's actually, grabbing, absorbing the energy, and, over a period of time, it becomes a bigger tree. But if you look at it, it doesn't look like it's doing anything. But these little aspects in the tree of consciousness are growing inside your body and gradually becoming conscious of yourself and your connection with the rest of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And how that energy flows, and you need to do this in little steps.
So talk to me, if you will, about the testicle stretching exercise, and why does the man need to stick his tongue out as he's doing this?
Well, the tongue, again, is connected. It's a root organ all the way down to a root part of the body all the way down to the genitals. And again, the intention. As you stretch and you stick out the tongue and move the tongue, it's in reflection to the penis and the sacrum or the scrotum. So when you do the pull and stretch, it creates a nice stretch from one point of the body to the other. It strengthens the tendons. That's the tendon exercise. See, the body has a lot of tendons where it's an extension of the muscle. And you need to exercise these tendons, and it's really the strength is determined not by the muscle, it's by the tendon, the power of the tendon. If you don't exercise them or stretch them or open them up, they become stuck or brittle, and they break. So you need to work with that every day. So that has a connection with the genitals and opening that up.
So in the book, you're saying warming up your hands as you did initially, then grasping around the testicles with one hand and the penis with the other and begin stretching them in opposite directions, both
exactly.
up and down at the same time, and then exhale while flattening the stomach and sticking out the tongue. And it says stop when you feel a good stretch and hold for 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually is just helping to move the energy and kind of like helping you to focus on that part of the body as well, and circulating not only the sexual energy but the flexibility in the sexual organ area.
Yes, and again, it's all connected with the organs, with the hormonal or the hormones in the body. To activate this creative force for all the body. And this, you open up this creative force, which is the basis in the kidneys. And when you pull on your genitals, you literally pull on the kidney itself. You can feel it in your lower back. Try it. You can feel it in the lower back.
And then
it's all interconnected. It's like hooks. They're all connected together.
Right.
So you're stretching the kidneys when you pull the genitals, especially for the males.
Wow.
And then for the women, when they massage the ovaries, they can locate them by a simple technique. Because the next book's coming out next year, which is the Qigong for uterus health and sexual vigor, which is the female version of this book. And when they massage the ovaries, that builds that connection as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you also say visualize as you exercise. And then you also say visualize the microcosmic orbit. So talk a little bit about what the microcosmic orbit is and why is visualization so much an inherent part of this exercise?
Well, the microcosmic orbit is the orbit in the body. It's 14 points around the body from the crown to the sacrum, back up the spine, down the front of the body, and up the spine. So there's 14 points that are interconnected. And that's the first, see, when we first started our life in the physical form, we were connected in the womb of our mother with the umbilical cord, which is at the navel, which is the first point, and moved down to the sacrum as the sacrum was formed, then the spinal cord all the way to the crown, and then back down from the front of the body back to the navel. So that's an orbit. So to open the body, that's our main initial orbit or energy flow. We need to open that root up first, and then we can open up the other channels of the body. So that's why that's important. And when you focus, you can feel the energy move up and down, up the spine and down the front of the body. That's the governing channel up the back of the spine, and then down the front of the body is the functioning channel, functioning organs. So every time you move that orbit, you open up all these areas of the body. That's the importance of the microcosmic. What was the other part of the question?
No, that's okay. Let's also now go to, I would say, one of the more controversial parts of this book, which is chi weight lifting, where you're having people tie a silk scarf around the testicles and the penis at the shaft with the knot closest to the anus. And then you're swinging you're suspending a weight of some sort from the silk scarf end, and then kind of moving that weight between the legs, if the legs are spread apart, forward and back, forward and back. How is that helping to strengthen the body and increase the body's vitality?
Well, that's actually from the bone marrow Qigong, which has a lot to do with the bone marrow and strengthening your ability to produce red blood cells. And I was actually the first one certified in that, in the Universal Healing Tao system. And I've been doing it for almost 30 years. I do it every other day. And what it does is it draws, like pulling, except you use weights instead of your own energy to pull the root of the whole genital area, which is for the males, is the around the sacrum. So you actually don't even get in contact with the penis itself. It's that root around the scrotum, which includes the penis and the scrotum itself. And as you tie it, you massage it. That's the key to the exercise for about 5 minutes with a silk cloth before and after. To open and draw, when you massage, again, acupressure, you draw blood there. So, and then you wrap around the scrotum and the penis the silk scarf, and then you tie it to a weight, which is on a little bar, and then you rock back and forth, and that pulls down, like pulling the, that was an extension later, pulling the penis with your hand and the scrotum itself, but this actually is weight, and it's a free weight. So as you breathe in and breathe out, it draws the energy, and you get very hot, or it draws heat down there, fire, and that warms up the whole genital area, and that activates the hormones in the seminal fluid and the vagina fluid. So that actually the creative force to activate the creative cycle for each individual cell in the body. It's one of the best techniques I've ever seen. I personally worked up over the years to 25 pounds, so every other day I do 25 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It only
takes
about a minute because you only do 60 swings.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But then this book also covers a lot of other kind of more mundane areas, but areas that a lot of people really aren't in touch with: cleansing, detox, and nutrition for prostate health. So one of the things that you talk about is cleansing the colon, and that so that involves colonics, whether they're something you could do at home or something you would go and have a professional service in order to do that. And I thought it was interesting because some of the things that you said that can be put into the colonic are chlorophyll liquid concentrate, coffee, 2 tablespoons ground and then simmered in a quart of water for 15 minutes, strained and then added to the bucket, garlic, lemon juice, saline solution, Epsom salts, and acidophilus. So I know that coffee is actually something that I've seen other people have said, scientists have looked at for as a way of cleaning out the colon and actually as a cancer preventative. So it seems to me that you're kind of like going on the right track here for, you know, really how we clean and keep the body in a good regular manner.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because one of the key areas in exercise is massaging the prostate, which is on inside the rectum, on the roof of the rectum. So what happens is the fetus gets plugged up in the colon, and it sits there. And, you know, the skin, the internal skin of the body absorbs, and that also is an effect on the health of the prostate. And one of the massages, you grease your finger, the middle finger, and you stick it up into the rectum, and you massage the roof of the rectum, which is right where the prostate is. And again, with acupressure, that massage actually draws blood there and circulates it so it can function properly. So when you do the whole colonic, this whole process of cleaning out the rectum, which passes through the colon, which passes through the rectum, is right where the prostate is. So that whole process of cleansing that area out and keeping it clean in a periodic manner, I've been doing colonics, a series of 7 colonics over 2 weeks, every 6 months for the last 30 years. And it's a discipline, but I feel refreshed and I feel confident, and literally my defecation does not smell. Of course, that's because it's not been in my body for 10, 15, 30 years. Some people never clean out their colon. I mean, you brush your teeth every morning, right?
Right.
And many people brush before they go to bed as well. And what happens if you don't brush your teeth? Well, it feels gummy and, you know, got bad breath, everything else. Well, that's one end of the body. Now, when it goes out, they ever clean out what's going out, which is in the rectum and the colon area? How do you think that smells?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, right? So if you clean out, you brush your teeth every morning, you got to clean out the other end.
Well, you also talk about supplementation, that when you're doing these colonics, you're cleaning out the body, you really have to make sure that you're putting enough back in the body. So you're talking about chlorophyll gel tablets, vitamin C tablets, pancreatic and enzyme tablets, beet tablets, dulse tablets, enzymatic tablets, niacin tablets, and wheat germ oil tablets.
So what you're doing in essence is not only you're cleaning out the colon with the colonics and the bentonite and the psyllium, which you take as well, but you're also giving a cellular cleanse. So you put your body in an environment where it can start to utilize these supplements, because you don't eat anything except take the shakes and the supplements for a long period of time, a week to 2 weeks or a weekend or 3 days. And what it does is create an environment for the body to discharge the toxins on a cellular level, and that's where the supplements come in.
I also just want to bring to people's attention, there's a part in the book where you talk about cancer inhibitors, and you say asparagus, which boosts the highest glutathione levels of any food, is its ability to remove poisons from the body. Pumpkin seeds are very good, containing zinc for proper prostate functioning. There's a Agaricus blase mushroom has legendary immune system benefits. Black beans aid kidney functioning and sexual disorders, and kidney beans are also said to strengthen the kidneys. In addition, they're rich in protein and warming and nourishing. Also, raspberries apparently have something really good about them.
Yes. See, these are all subtle aspects. You see, again, the Tao is one of self-discovery, so these are aspects of your own environment that you can discover for your own healing process. And people have experimented with this, and they've had some good results over a long period of time. In other words, these are aspects, simple things to do to improve your environment. I mean, change won't happen overnight. It takes a long time. Again, example of this, you look outside, you see a big tree out there. But you see the tree after 100 years. You didn't see it when it started. It takes a long time, and the same energy in the tree is in the body. It takes a long process, you know, many years of developing these simple techniques on your body to get the results.
And finally, William, could you, we've got about a minute remaining, could you talk about the inner smile and how that helps to kind of energize and invigorate the body?
Yes, if you smile down to your, well, it's based on a concept that you're walking down the street and you see somebody and you smile, and they smile at you, what do you do? Smile back, right?
Right,
that activates the autonomic nervous system with a parasympathetic response. Now, if they come at you real hard, you either fight or flight, which activates a sympathetic response. This is all autonomic nervous system. Autonomic means it happens automatically. Now, with the inner smile, we're going to do the same concept, except internally in the body. Smile down to the heart, heart smiles back, smile down to all the rest of the vital organs. Then they all smile back. How do you feel? Feel great. First of all, you feel the energy, and then you get a loving, healing response from the body. And this helps the body function properly in harmony with itself. And if you start your meditations or your daily practice every day, you can start the healing process in the body or the balancing process. And then through the rest of the meditations, you open up the channels. So you smile down the front of the body, which are all the vital organs, then down the digestive system, and then, which is the middle channel, and then down the spine, which is the back channel, and then you do them all three together. So that's basically the inner smile.
All right.
So you activate your whole body with the smiling, healing, loving energy.
Excellent. Well, you know, I really find this book, Qigong for Prostate Health and Sexual Vigor, a handbook of simple exercises and techniques by both Montauk Chia and William Yu Wei, to have a lot of very interesting new perspectives that I think would be helpful to people. So I do thank you, William Wei, for being my guest today on Planetary Spirit and for the good work you're doing in helping Western men to wake up to who we are.
Well, if you don't take charge, you're not going to be around here very long.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And my guest today on Planetary Spirit has been William Yu, period, Wei, who is the co-author, along with Montauk Chia, of a new book entitled Qigong for Prostate Health and Sexual Vigor, a handbook of simple exercises and techniques. And for more information, you can go to his website, www.wuchifoundation.org. And you're listening to Planetary Spirit, www.planetary-spirit.com. This is Jeff Ferranini, and we're wishing you all a blessed day.